true that your shareholders are going to ask you to stand down as director of your own company?
If the shareholders wanted me to stand down, they would ask.
Dr. Grundy, does this news represent a setback for you personally?
No, I'm not concerned.
Mrs. Short, why has your committee become involved?
Dr. Grundy provided fraudulent accusations and cited an incident that never happened. A fundamental attack on the rule of law in our country.
The Candidate by Keith Crawford.
Sophia, I'll call you just before I go on. You're letting the kids stay up? Love you too.
We can cancel if this is a bad time for you.
This way, Dr. Grundy. Take a seat. There, on the other side of the table.
Short, isn't it? Caroline Short? Do I need a lawyer?
Do you need a lawyer?
No. You're using a cassette player to record the interview? Don't you have the room bugged?
Would you believe me if I said no?
No.
Did you understand the official caution?
It wasn't complicated. I just didn't expect it to come from you. Am I under arrest?
No, of course not. This interview is voluntary.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind.
There are just one or two things I'd like to get back to from this morning.
Can I clarify something first?
Hang on. I'll start the tape. 16th July 2020. In interview room.
Glorified closet.
Mrs. Caroline Short and Dr. Annabelle Grundy. This isn't your first rodeo, Dr. Grundy. We make use of the space we have.
Let's not waste any more of my time. This morning you implied that the money invested in the company's savings scheme was in some way paid directly to me.
Wasn't it?
No. Do you understand how companies work?
Why don't you explain it to me?
Employees at my factories had the option to subscribe to a savings scheme that offered significant tax benefits. And
this is all the factories, or just the two where the poisonings took place?
Poisoning is a loaded word, Mrs. Short. And the investigation into the cause of the gas leaks is ongoing.
But it was not just those two factories where the savings option was offered?
It was a very popular scheme.
Because of the name?
My employees are very loyal.
So how does this savings scheme work?
Employees invested a proportion of their gross income, providing them obvious tax benefits, while the Grundy Foundation used that money to benefit the local community.
So, they gave you their money and you invested it?
No, not me. Just because the foundation had my name on it didn't mean the money was mine. The company was a separate legal entity. It benefited everyone in the community, and as investors, my employees had all the rights of normal creditors, including the ability to recover that credit at a favorable interest rate after an agreed-upon waiting period.
Just the normal rights of creditors?
Was that a question or a statement?
This savings scheme was managed through the computer in your office.
That was a statement. Do you need me for this interview, or can you finish on your own?
Who else had access to your computer?
On a day-to-day basis? My secretary, obviously. He handled most of the paperwork.
Our team checked your computer files.
I know. I have fully cooperated with your investigation. But by what authority was your committee granted investigative powers?
Nobody but you and your secretary had access.
I think that's an exceptionally naive thing to say.
What was that?
In a post-Russia hack age, when people can access your phone walking past you on the subway, I think what you just said was exceptionally naive. Did you search the file history of the Grundy Foundation?
Yes. Less than 20% of the employees had taken up the scheme.
20% is more than 40,000 people. When was it searched?
I don't have the date.
Well, that's quite an oversight, isn't it? The scheme was rolled out over time. Not having the date renders your information rather irrelevant, before we even get to questions of data security.
So are you suggesting—
I'm just expressing my concerns about the quality of your investigation. Are you sure you shouldn't have someone in here with you? Someone more qualified?
I was a public prosecutor.
The use of the past tense is particularly telling, don't you think?
How many died in the factory leaks?
You're married, aren't you? A wife, two daughters.
I don't see how that's...
Must be difficult.
Do you have a point?
It must be difficult not knowing if you can keep them safe.
What?
You heard me.
You're threatening my family. On tape.
Release the tape. Everyone who hates me will believe it. Everyone who loves me will think it's a lie. Nobody else will notice. And nothing will change. Not for me, anyway. But you. Your wife's an immigrant, isn't she?
Sophia has a green card. You can't touch her.
Want a better life on it? Your children's? Well, then. Shall we switch off the tape and let me get back to work?
Dr. Grundy, how many died in the factory leaks?
214. Most of those still in the hospital are expected to recover.
Have there been similar problems at your other sites?
We have been fully compliant with all government investigations and given a clean bill of health at the remaining sites. What happened was an unfortunate accident.
Two unfortunate accidents within days of each other.
If you have a point to make, then...
The Grundy Foundation filed for bankruptcy earlier this year.
A regrettable consequence of the current economic climate.
This shortly after the disaster at your factory.
You lawyers call it force majeure. Unexpected problems put pressure on the whole network. Our business is robust, but some restructuring was necessary.
And you were a creditor of your own company?
That's normal practice. I loaned money to keep it afloat far longer than I should have, perhaps.
Secured loans. Meaning, you got paid out first from the bankruptcy, ahead of the normal creditors. In this case, the widows and orphans of your dead workers.
Let's try to avoid emotive language, Mrs. Short. Priority of credit is an inherent part of bankruptcy proceedings. Without it, nobody would have gotten anything, and nobody would have invested in the first place. Do you need me to explain company structure to you again?
At the bankruptcy filing, it was stated that 85% of workers across the two sites had invested in the schemes.
I don't have those numbers to hand, but as I told you before, knowing the correct date would give you a much more accurate read on...
Dr. Grundy, I put it to you that you falsified the records after the accident to place the unpaid wages of the poisoned workers into the account of the Grundy Foundation, a business you then declared bankrupt, so you could take the money for yourself. And you did this while the same workers were dying due to poor safety standards.
The Republican Congress voted to remove health and safety controls as part of their dismantling of the Environmental Protection Agency. We were compliant with the new measures. Congress also increased tariffs on cheaper foreign steel, driving our costs through the roof. Measures I voted against, I'll remind you. I had to reduce to compete. It was lower safety standards or close the factories.
Your political position does not place you above the law.
Maybe somebody should tell our president that? It was a bad law. I fought against it while I could. Then I adapted to the new reality.
A reality you stood up in Congress and declared unethical.
Those savings funds kept our business afloat. You condemn me, but you don't have the strength to be me. To act within the full scope of the law, regardless of how squeamish it makes you feel?
Falsifying those files was not within the law.
Semantics, Short. Tread carefully.
Did you change the records?
We both know this will never go to court.
Did you change the records?
You're goddamn right I did. Do you know what happens to an American worker when he loses his job? Those precious widows and orphans you like to talk about got their pensions. A few dollars from a savings scheme meant nothing to them. But the total fund kept the business alive and let me save the workers who were left.
I think that will do.
But wait, I...
This way, please.
You don't understand. You didn't ask the right questions. That didn't mean what you think it meant.
I think you're a status-obsessed egomaniac. I think you'll say and do anything to show that you're the most powerful person in the room. That's what you said meant.
But what about the computers? There's no way you can prove...
You should stick with your first defense. It was stronger. You believe you deserved that money because your people love you. And the people who hate you, ignore them. They'll never change their minds. Nobody cares about good or evil anymore. They just want to be on the winning team.
You aren't going to bring me down. Not with this. I'll get the votes elsewhere.
Bring you down? Is that what you thought this was about?
What is it you want, then? We can come to an arrangement. I mean, what do you want?
I want a Democrat in the White House.
But you're somewhere to the left of Noam Chomsky.
You think that means I want a brokered convention and the Cheeto to stay head of the armed forces? You've won, Dr. Grundy. My caucus will stand with you, now and for what comes next. Wait here. Come out when I say your name. The speech is on the teleprompter. Just remember who put it there. It's me again, baby. Can I talk to Sophia? Yes, it's done. She's perfect. She could kill puppies on the White House lawn and declare it for the greater good. And it'll get me on the Ways and Means Committee for sure. What? VP? No, I don't think so. You can tell the kids that Mommy will be on TV now. You're already watching? That's sweet. Love you. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to welcome to the stage a proud Democrat, a great business leader, our candidate, and our next president, Dr. Annabel Grundy.
In The Candidate, the part of Mrs. Caroline Short was played by Jolaine Beal. Dr. Annabel Grundy was Kay Bourgie.
No new messages by Anne Byrne.
No, I'm serious. For years and years and years, he knew. He kept it down there. I told them I'm his solicitor that... Well, no, of course they won't let me in. It's a crime scene. But if you'd seen their faces when they came out, all withered, they said. But still moving.
Hi, I'm Keith, director of Little Wonder. We hope you enjoyed the show and will leave a like, comment, or share us via social media. You can find all our work on iTunes under Little Wonder Radio Plays, where a rating or review would really help us out. Thanks for listening and come visit us at littlewonder.website.